Gina, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Tess.
So could you tell us a little bit about this event and how it started?
Okay, well, I've been teaching 70s Soul Train classes since September. So we usually actually have a four-week course, but they all got booked out very quickly. And so for the month of December, I decided to offer some Soul Train Explosion workshops, which go for 2 hours as opposed to the one-hour class that usually happens in the four-week program. And we had one last night, actually, which was crazy. We had about 30 people, so it was just so much fun. And we've got another one happening next week on the 18th of December. How they started, well, my school is called Sydney Vintage Dance Studio, so we touch on the social dances of each decade, so starting with the 1920s right through to the 80s. We're thinking about going 90s because we think that there's some serious dance steps that have come out of the 90s that have particular personalities as well. But for now, we're in from the 20s to the 80s, and I've had the school for about 2 years. However, it's only just been, around about September this year that I started up the 70s Soul Train due to just inundation of requests from people saying, please, can you run these classes?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'll give it a chance. I'll put on a four-week course. And that sold out within about 2 days. And then I put another one up because people were like, we want another one. And that sold out in 17 hours.
Wow.
And I've just been doing them ever since. And I think the thing that really draws people in is that it's a very communal, tribal kind of dance that really creates this sense of community and also like teamwork, because when you get to the train part of the dance class, you team up with somebody else and you do some synchronized choreography coming down the train. And you don't have to, but everyone gives it a shot. And they might like break out of that at the end and do their own little thing as they get towards the end of the train. But I think that the thing that people are coming for mostly, first and foremost, is the music. And knowing that it's a free form style of dance class, so I provide them with the framework, show them some classic 70s moves, and then a little bit of choreography, and then it's up to them and they can take it on with their own personality and come down the train and be the 70s superstar that they've always fantasized about being.
I think you're right. I think everyone has fantasized about being that 70s superstar at some point in their life.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you've watched the Soul Train YouTube videos, I mean, I recommend everybody just go and have a look at that. I mean, it is really, you know, everyone you see will be just a big group of amazing Black American dancers. You know, there aren't many white people in the Soul Train videos. I will point that out. But I do my best to recreate their amazing style, coolness, and funkiness, because that's essentially all you see when you see the Soul Train videos. It's just like, I want to be that cool. That's what I want to do. So it's just a real great class. It's fun. It's not technique-based, so you don't have to be a trained dancer to come along. In fact, last night I had everyone from, you know, people in their early 20s who'd probably never heard any of the songs that I played before but loved them anyway, right up to a man that I think would have been mid-60s, God bless him, and he came along and gave it a shot. Wasn't as agile as everybody else, but he had a ball, and everyone really encouraged him when he came down the Soul Train line, like you clap and you yahoo and all the rest of it. So it's more than a dance class. It's this real community cohesion experience, which I'm really excited to be able to facilitate.
Yeah, it sounds really lovely. I was going to ask as well how hard it was for, I guess, a newbie to learn, but I suppose it's, you know, available for everyone. I mean, I ask this because personally, I am incredibly uncoordinated.
Well, you know, a lot of people tell me that before they come into the class, and it's like this disclaimer that they're trying to make, that it's like, just so you know, I'm not a good dancer. And it's like, no matter what you say to me, it's not going to change my feeling about how I'm going to communicate or express this choreography to you. And obviously, like, there are definitely ways to break down moves. And if I see that, you know, people are struggling a bit, I do take the extra time to really break it down. But sometimes you get a group that you can instantly kind of scan the room and know that everybody's kind of got the groove. So there's always a different level of the move that you can take it to. So I always offer, like, if you just want to do it like this, this is this option. If you want to take it up to stank level, then we can go with this kind of thing. So, look, there really is something for everybody. And if you're uncoordinated, I take that as a teacher as a challenge, and we'll say by the end of the class, you will feel coordinated.
Confidence-inspiring stuff for us uncoordinated people out there.
Yeah, most definitely.
So you mentioned before that I guess there was some partner work involved. Would it be better to come in groups with some friends, or can people come by themselves?
Look, lots of people come by themselves, and then you just kind of find, because when we do the Soul Train line, obviously it's two single file lines coming down the room, and then whoever you're opposite is the person that you end up teaming up with. You know what I mean? Like, so some people, yeah, come in like with a friend, or they might come with a group of people, but I've had so many people come on their own, and that's the other beautiful thing. For the four-week courses, usually what happens is someone teams up with someone on that night, and then I didn't know them, and then invariably they keep teaming up with the same person each week, and they develop a friendship. So, you know, it's a nice way to meet people as well. And I'm encouraging more men to come along. I do have some men coming, but it's mainly women at this stage, but I really take my hat off to the blokes who are prepared to just come in and groove it out and not be self-conscious that they are in a room full of women. I'd love just to see more men in Sydney in general get off their asses and dance, because you know what, it's a much better way to attract people than sitting in the corner and not doing it, you know, male or female, whatever you're looking for. You know, it could be a single Soul Train dance class, who knows, I might run one of those one time. But yeah, I'd love to see some more blokes involved, but I have had quite a few come along, and they love it, and by no means are they professional dancers. You know, they're just obviously guys that like to get out on the dance floor and have a boogie, so having them involved really makes it fun as well.
There we go. This is a call out to all the men out there. Whether or not you're uncoordinated apparently makes no difference.
No. And, you know, safari suits and flares are welcome if they want to take it up a level with their costuming. I have a gold and silver sequin 70s jumpsuit that I wear to all the workshops, just to get people excited and motivated that, you know, it's an option to get dressed up if you want to, but not compulsory, obviously.
I love it. Well, Sheena, how can people get involved? It sounds amazing.
Okay, so if you go, I have a website, sydneyvintagedance.com, but I also have a Facebook page, which is probably a little bit more useful than the website. The website is just generic and shows like the kinds of courses that I offer, and obviously there's an email there if you need to contact me. But the Facebook page itself is where I create all the courses. If I create a course, I create it via an event. So they're all listed there. However, we are coming to the end of the year, and it's this week that I'm working with my admin team to get all the January, February courses up and running. The courses themselves won't probably run till February. Next week, I do have a Soul Train workshop going. It was booked out, but a few people have dropped out and asked for credits in the new year because they can't make it. So if you contact me and you're one of the lucky ones, you might be able to get in. Otherwise, you'll have to wait till next year now. But keep an eye on the Sydney Vintage Dance Studio Facebook page. Click subscribe to the events, and every time I create a course, whether it's a 1920s course or a 1970s course, you'll get a little notification saying, would you like to come along?
We'll pop all the links up on the podcast. Sheena, thank you so, so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me on the show. It's really sweet of you, and I'm really chuffed. So I hope that I see some more people serving in Soul Training as a result.
It does sound amazing. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jess. Bye-bye.